Support for KBIA's podcast of Off the Clock comes from PS Gallery. PS Gallery features three-month exhibits of local, regional, and national artists in all media, including jewelry. PS Gallery is located at 1025 East Walnut in the North Village Arts District. More information can be found at perlostevensgallery.com or at 573-442-4831.
I'm Scarlett Robertson, and you're listening to Off the Clock, KBIA's guide to arts and culture across the state. LunaFest is a traveling film festival featuring shorts that raise awareness about women's issues while also promoting women filmmakers. And this year, it's coming to Mid-Missouri for the first time. Brooke Golden's the director of LunaFest, which started in 2000 as part of the Luna brand.
It was started really as a way of thinking about how we're building a brand that is meant to support women, you know, what does that mean and what nonprofits or charitable organizations do we want to give back to? And that was the first piece. The second piece comes from our founder, Kit Crawford, who continues to be an owner of the company. And she is passionate about the arts. She has an art background herself. And this kind of understanding about women in art in particular, that women are so underrepresented, both in the director's chair and then also women's issues being portrayed on the big screen. And then just generally speaking, there are not very many women filmmakers.
What first started in five cities has grown to 150 screenings each year. And with over 850 submissions, they narrow down to a handful of films, starting with the basic criteria that it has to be by, for, and about women.
Are these female directors? Are the topics that they are addressing relating to women's causes and women's issues? And, you know, are they made with kind of women in mind?
Then the board of advisors, all women who represent the program in some way, narrow it down to the final 9 or 10 that are included in each year's program. This year, some of the issues highlighted include:
do they tell us a story about women's issues locally and globally and celebrating the things that make us all unique and the same, and educating us about new issues, telling a unique story about something that we all deal with every day? We have one this year that talks about the idea of Craigslist misconnections, you know, kind of how people use that tool and what that means. And that's not a unique story to women, but it certainly is an interesting story told by a female filmmaker and something that, you know, we can all sort of relate to.
Corner Bistro, man for woman, 25. You were eating burgers in the back with two dorky-looking guys and another woman. I love you.
Korean barbecue on Grand. You said you don't like to shower. Let's hang out again.
There's another one this year, How to Be Alone, which a great filmmaker, Andrea Dorfman, and it's really told from a female perspective in a very lighthearted way.
If you are, at first, lonely, be patient. If you've not been alone much, or if when you were, you weren't okay with it, then just wait. You'll find it's fine to be alone once you're embracing it. We could start with the acceptable places, the bathroom, the coffee shop, the library, where you can stall and read the paper, where you can get your caffeine fix and sit and stay there, where you can browse the stacks and smell the books. You're not supposed to talk much anyway, so it's safe there.
We have some educational films. We have some more issue films that might cause dialogue or expand your thinking.
2 million girls are subjected to or experience obstetric fistula. The woman suffers lifelong health consequences. She leaks urine and feces and is socially ostracized. And as you can imagine, that means changing societal norms and ideas about what girls do.
To some that are really just lighthearted and funny and meant to make you laugh.
Do you want to look and feel your best every day? Are you tired of not being able to fit into your favorite fashions? Is working out just too hard? Well, worry no more. New Fat to Fab Extreme Body Shaper will change your life.
Other body shapers cut off at the waist, causing unsightly fat rolls.
Fat to Fab Extreme will suck and tighten your whole body, making you feel sexier, prettier, and happier instantly.
Central Missouri Community Action is bringing the festival to Columbia. Executive Director Darren Priest said they first heard about the fest last year and thought it would be a good fit for the community. Plus, he says it's a good way to highlight the complexity of poverty. Part of the proceeds from LunaFest will go to community action.
You know, the reason that we latched onto it is because of the fact that, you know, of the 50 million Americans living in poverty, 2/3 of the adults living in poverty are women.
Golden also talks about what communities gain by having the fest come to their town.
it gives back to communities. It gives back not only to just any nonprofit, but a nonprofit that is based in your local community. So it's a great way to give back just by attending, but then even at a larger level, it's a great option for people to consider as they think about ways that they can maybe combine passions of, I really enjoy film, and I want to, what can I do with that? Here's a thing that I can use to give back to my community. So it's a win-win in either way, but I think it really is something to be celebrated, whether that spurs people to action or they just makes them feel even better about attending the night of their event. At its core, it should be just a really fun evening of film.
LunaFest will take place at 4 p.m. on April 22nd at the Blue Note. All proceeds will go to the Breast Cancer Fund and Central Missouri Community Action. And we'll leave you with this audio essay from Bailey Brewer, who brings a unique perspective to kissing and being kissed.
My first kiss was awkward. Most of them are. But mine was extra uncomfortable because I was 22 years old. Yep, you heard that right. 22 years old. When it finally happened, our lips hardly touched. I said a quick goodnight after the event and rushed inside. While it was hardly worth telling about, I told my mom anyway. I felt ridiculous. But how was the guy I kissed supposed to know he was dating a graduate student with virgin lips? My relationship with that boy didn't last, and while I dated for the next few years, I never had another kiss until I was 25. So how does a woman make it to her 20s without receiving a kiss? It just never happened. I'm not socially inept. I didn't get the sense that people didn't want to kiss me. I've even been told over the years that men might find me intimidating. But my family moved several times while I was growing up, and as a result, I spent a lot of my energy laying down roots rather than branching out and finding boyfriends. I went to some parties, of course, but never one where Spin the Bottle was played. When friends would talk about their first kisses, I would scurry out of the room before they could ask me about mine. Otherwise, I'd fess up to my inexperience, then try to change the subject. I was mostly okay with not having been kissed, but in my 20s, I started to worry. I wondered if maybe I had an actual phobia of kissing. I mean, your faces are really close together. One can't rely on witty banter when she's in a lip lock. I would ask questions, posed only to myself. How do you tell someone you've never been kissed? Do you tell him as he's leaning in? I imagine everyone shows up late to something in life. My best friend Nick almost made it through college without first trying a banana. Sometimes we find ourselves at an embarrassing age to be out of the loop about something. But things happen out of order. Stuff falls through the cracks. For me, it just happened to be something a little more tongue-in-cheek. Figuratively speaking, of course. So to all of you late bloomers out there, I say, embrace your delayed coming of age. And once you catch up, you might very well forget you were ever behind.
That's it for Off the Clock this week. I'm Scarlett Robertson. Thanks for listening.